So, like, so that what? So, it's psychopath. That just means you've got no empathy. You just thought, I've just turned this person off like a broken washing machine.
Yeah,
you just turned the dial too far on that person.
I think that's right. But I mean, you know, at different times in life, we all lack empathy, don't we?
Give us an example of the quotidian lack of empathy that we all experience.
I think we all experience it just in the city. I mean, you know, especially right, yeah. You know, walking through Los Angeles, which I've been doing for 4 days now, it's impossible to feel empathy for everybody that passes you. You can't every second of the day be thinking that's a real autonomous individual. It's
when
I came in here and sort of said, oh, you're now part of my vignette, and you quite reasonably said, this is our real life, and you're right to react like that. You're
but
right
if you're just oozing compassion constantly, what would happen to you? You'd become a saint or something. Yeah. What happened?
I think that that's one of the kind of fallacies of, you know, a lot of politicians, a lot of religious leaders push that idea that we can feel highly empathetic the whole time, but actually, if you think about it, you go completely crazy if you try to empathise with everybody. It's probably safer to empathise in quite a limited and distinct way as called upon to do so.
Right.
When he was a boy, he thought he was the only human being and everyone else was a robot.
Yeah, well, that's taking
it
a little far. It's taking it a little far.
I was just a nipper. Yeah, I can't be held responsible for my childhood fantasies or my mother fixation. I've let that go now anyway.
Yeah, and anyway, he can now conceptualise that and see how irrational it was.
Well,
the robots are turning against me, forming allegiances, and that bloody washing machine, that's why I turned the dial.
Just don't tell him yet that he's going to the insect mines of Min Road.
What is this Min Road?
I like the sound of it.
What is this insect mind of Min Road?
Oh, it's just a riff from William Burroughs' Nova Express, isn't it? I don't know where it suddenly came into my head. Burroughs was very interested in Scientology. They had a place down at East Grinstead, and he used to go down there and get audited, which is the Scientologist thing.
Where you do that quiz.
No, this is where you hold a device called an e-meter that registers galvanic skin response, and they ask you questions. It's kind of cod Freudianism. They ask you questions about your hang-ups, and when you respond, the meter responds. It's because you have an engram, an embedded bad memory.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the aim of Scientology is to clear these engrams.
Get shot at a
you could
engrams.
Pop up to Hollywood Boulevard and get audited.
Yeah, but I might be a bit fallible. I might get swept up.
Do you think?
Well, yeah, I'm quite suggestible to romantic ideas, you know. I might think, oh, that's a nice ideology.
Yeah, you might, but I doubt it. I very much doubt
really?
It. Yeah, I don't think so.
Well,
I don't get
that. See the strings.
I don't get that vibe off you. I mean, I think that, you know, anybody who once thought that he was the only human being and everybody else was robots, but who's now come down from that is not about to go up again.
Back off in the elevator!
You've been there already.
Right, I've had a little go at that already.